Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and catch your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. Proudly sitting in for Del, my name is Al Gordon. And I'll tell you what, we're going to have a great time today because I have a Lifestyles Unlimited fellow member on the show today. He lives in Southern California, and he has made an informed decision to change his life. He wanted to get away from what he was doing and transition into what we as members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing to make a different lifestyle for ourselves. And so what we're going to do is we're going to get into the nitty-gritty with Ken. We're going to understand why he made the decision to join Lifestyles Unlimited and what he is doing to change the path that he is currently on, or I should say the path that he used to be on, because he's already making significant changes in his life. And that's going to translate into an excellent opportunity for his family in the future. Hey, Ken, are you there?
Thanks for having me.
It is a pleasure to have you on the show. So tell me, Ken, give me the background. Why did you make a decision to stop doing what you were doing to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited?
You know, I work with a close friend on my W-2 role, and he's been a member of Lifestyles for a number of years, and he knows that I've been interested in real estate for a while and was looking for the right path in real estate. You know, there's a lot of different options from flipping to you know, real estate sales, et cetera. And he started showing me some information on Lifestyles. And then what really got my attention was he was showing me that the mailbox money that he was getting and his cash out refis. And when someone shows you, you know, a check for $175,000 or $200,000, and they put in $100,000, you're kind of like, how long did it take to get that? You know, 2 years or whatever it was. And that starts really getting you to think a little bit differently about what your future could be like.
So when he was showing you those checks, was he kind of bragging, or was he trying to help you understand that there was a different path you could follow?
Yes, more different path for sure. Not bragging in any stretch. You know, he knows that I have, you know, the ambitious goals, I guess, in life, and would like to have a very nice retirement plan and path. And so he was pointing out that, you know, here's an alternative that you might want to look at as part of this group. And so that's what got me interested. And then, you know, we talked more, and it took me a while to you know, catch on. And then I took the short one day class, and then the two day session and with Dave Fisher, and was kind of hooked at that point.
So what had you been doing up to that point to set yourself up for retirement?
So I've done a number of things. You know, I kind of went down the path that for most of us are taught, right, which is go get a good education. You know, I have a double E degree and an MBA, and then go get a good job. I did the corporate thing for many years, was vice president of a number of companies in sales and marketing. And the good news from that was that sales allows you to chunk, basically, where you can get a good cash infusion a couple times a year, typically. So that was really, you know, really helpful in building a nest egg. But, you know, at some point, if you're not getting that passive income, you know, that cash flow is going to end. You're going to leave that role and you need something that's going to provide that passive income. And this seemed like the best thing. I had left the corporate world many years ago and started my own company. I went to Paris and became a world-class chocolatier. I used to have celebrities eat my chocolate in Manhattan and you know, grew that business. But one of the challenges with doing something like that was that it's really hard to find partners and investors. And that's one of the things that really attracted me, I think, to lifestyle is you have a network, you can build your team very easily. There's people that are just all supportive of you. You know, it's just amazing how supportive the group is. And so as you build your team from the readily available people, you can grow much faster and you can create a life. At least for me, I see a life that is unlimited, you know, going forward, which would be better than the good life I have, but I think it'll be a much better, it'll be a great life when I finally decide to leave the W-2 world.
So were you putting money aside into things like 401ks or IRAs or other types of assets that didn't include real estate?
Yeah, so I, for many years, put money into, you know, the 401k and IRA path for sure. I built that up and, You know the challenges with that is the vagaries of the stock market, right? You get crushed, and sometimes you do exceptionally well. And I guess if you hold it long enough, perhaps that all works out for you. But I'd seen that go up and down quite a bit, and also just from the corporate world perspective, you know, you never know when your last day potentially is, right? Someone else gets to make that decision for you, perhaps, and that's. Doesn't seem like a good position to be in. It's better to control your own destiny, I think.
Yeah, I'd agree with you 100% there. I mean, the fact that when working for someone else, your destiny isn't necessarily in your own hands. Even, you know, like you said, when you were a chocolatier, which, by the way, I've got to ask you some questions about that because my mind just went way off on a tangent. But I think it can be a challenge knowing that if you don't find the right people to invest in your concept may go nowhere really fast.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I went out and looked for investors, and it's hard when you don't kind of have a network already set up to do that. And more importantly, trying to find, I think, management help as well to grow the company. And if you don't have enough funds to pay those people, you need high quality people, and high quality people cost money. So if you don't have those funds available, it really limits you. And, you know, from a small town in Northern California, I got national recognition, but it became clear that probably was not going to give me what I ultimately wanted. And I went back to the W-2 world again to pile up some more money. And then, you know, Lifestyles was presented to me and I can't imagine any other path at this point, really. This is just working and buying properties and adding to my portfolio personally and looking to, you know, add as a lead as well going forward.
So prior to joining, did you own some real estate assets?
Yeah, so I have I have 7 properties today. The last I had 3 coming into it, a mix of things. I'm working on selling those off. I have a commercial building in Northern California that's frankly, got more capital tied up than I can even bear to mention. And it's not possible to refi. Banks won't refi them now in this economy. So, you know, I've got that one for sale, and hopefully someday soon it will get picked up here. And that's going to free up some cash to go and put into more passive deals, as well as some smaller multifamily deals of my own. And then we've got some single families as well that are one of them's currently for sale, and another one that's just finishing rehab in San Antonio.
So now, are all of these properties you picked up before you became a member, or have you been picking up properties since joining?
So I bought, three of them were ones that I owned before joining. And I have to say, I bought them for different reasons than I would buy them today. And then the four cents I picked up, you know, as part of lifestyles. And a duplex, and a couple single families. Even decided to acquire a single family and rehab it remotely in San Antonio during COVID, which is it's been good. Some challenges with doing that, but overall it's good. It's going to make good money for me, so I'm happy to have done that as well.
Pretty interesting stuff, Ken. I'll tell you what, we're going to break, and when we come back, we're going to get back inside of Ken's mind and understand what's really going on in there. Stick around.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Austin's Talk 1370.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Well, it's not Del, it's Al Gordon sitting in for Del, but we're still having a great time. And I have Ken on the show today. Ken is a real estate investor and he's a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And along the way, he was doing what everybody else does. I mean, he went to school. I'm assuming you got good grades, Ken. We'll just say you did. And he got into corporate America and started working for the man. He spent some time doing that. And you know, he found a path into being self-employed. He wanted to own his own businesses. But along the way, he met a gentleman by the name of Jerry, who's also a Lifestyles Unlimited member, who said, there's a different way. And it's a way that I've been following for a while. And you ought to go check it out. So Ken listened to Jerry, and he came to Lifestyles Unlimited, and he sat through what we call our free workshop, also known as our one day. Ken, tell me what went on during that one day event. What is it that caught your attention that made you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited?
The biggest thing, I think, from the one day is that you could take a relatively small amount of money and turn that into enough cash flow to replace your at least, depending on where you are in your W-2, salary, at least give you a pretty good cash flow that you could live on. May or may not replace your full W-2, depending on where you are with that. But I saw that, in theory, I could have gone out with the money I had and bought, 30 single family properties and create enough monthly cash flow to live on fairly well. I mean, $10,000 to $20,000 you could probably do with 30 properties, something like that. $500 a piece cash flow and 30 properties, what's that, $15,000 roughly? So that kind of really caught my attention. And then I met actually another person that is a Lifestyles member out of San Antonio in Dallas that has 30 plus properties, single families, and didn't go the multifamily route. So, listening to that in the class and seeing that was a possibility, that really sparked my interest to go to the 2 day. And then, once you see the multifamily stuff, you kind of go, oh, that's where the action really is.
Yeah. It's definitely a game changer. It's one of those things where you go, you mean I could do that? I'm not like uber rich, but I can do that. And they look you straight in the eye and they say, yes, you can do that too. I mean, that's kind of a liberating feeling, isn't it?
I can't tell you how liberating that is.
Keep it clean. Just keep it clean. That's all I ask.
I'm a little bit here. When you look at the numbers and you say, because I have bought, properties that I bought before Lifestyles, I have, frankly, more money in them, and it's been a challenge getting it out. So that's why I'm trying to sell them and redeploy that. My whole thing from the short class and then the 2 day is return on net worth. Where's your net worth today, and how are you going to get it higher? And from a dollar perspective, but also from the returns. And when I looked at the numbers, I think that's one of the things they ask in the class: what's your net worth and what's your return? And the good news is my return was okay, but it's not what it is today. Today it's radically improved. And knowing that you could replace your income just from single families by buying them right, rehabbing them right, renting them, or move into smaller multifamilies or larger ones, depending on your net worth. And that just lit me on fire, I would say.
Yeah, I'm just trying to imagine you on fire. I mean, my kids showed me some goofy YouTube video of Tickle Me Elmo on fire, and I can't get that image out of my mind. But I don't know how I went down that rabbit hole. Let me get back to you, Ken. Save me from myself. So let me talk to you a little bit about that commercial building that you bought a long time ago. And it's not to pick on you, but it's really because I want to help everybody listening to us understand that they may be invested in real estate and they may not fully understand the rationale for it. Unlike you and I that, have figured out what right looks like, and we've changed the direction of our lives and we're doing things in a much different way. But why that particular commercial building at that time?
Well, let me back up a little bit. So we're all told the mantra of what I said before, right? Education, get the job, et cetera. And then here's your traditional finance things that you should do, 401k, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, in that interim, after I left being a chocolatier, I actually passed the Series 65 license and for a while was a financial advisor in San Francisco. And frankly, I had to stop doing that because I felt it just was unethical in my mind to tell people to do some of these things. And so I had to stop doing that and knew that there must be a better path. And so in this commercial building, I listened to some, you know, some family members about if you're going to have a business, you know, control that asset where your business is by buying it and then, you know, pay it down and, you know, all of those things that we've all heard and that frankly are just simply wrong. And so, you know, I have a building that's got quite a bit of equity and it can't refinance it. And in fact, I've tried multiple times and just really can't get anything out of it. So the goal was that I would have my business in it, which I did for a while, and that was fine. It would have been cheaper just to lease it, but I could have gotten kicked out conceivably. So that was the rationale for buying it. And then what I was able to do, though, fortunately, was get creative enough. And I think that's, for me, the key in real estate is getting creative because you can take something that's kind of a sour egg and turn it around. And in this case, I was able to start leasing it out to people that were food manufacturers or startup food manufacturers. And coincidentally, they're willing to pay a pretty fair price for a building. So I'm getting good cash flow on it, but I'm not getting good return on my equity. And that's the problem. So the money that I get from a monthly cash flow is good, but you know, and that really contributes to the 60 plus thousand a year I have in net cash flow from rentals. But the return on that equity is not very high. And that's why I need to get the money out and deploy it because I can put, you know, 15,000, 10,000 into a house and double that money with just by buying it, right, and rehabbing it. So that's the plan is, in fact, I got a call yesterday by an agent who wants to buy it herself. So I'm fingers crossed that deal can perhaps move forward. So the strategy isn't to have a bunch of money sitting in a commercial building and have it paid off and live on the cash flow from a paid off building. That's not the way to do it. You know, not the lifestyle's way, and it doesn't give you much return on your equity, which is the thing you need.
Yeah, I agree with you. Having all that what we call debt equity sitting in one property is, well, it's kind of like holding you prisoner, and it keeps you from doing the things that you're trying to accomplish in your life. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk to him more about his investing strategy. Stick around.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Well, it's not Dell, it's Al Gordon sitting in for Dell. And I'll tell you what, we're having a great time today because we're having a conversation with Ken. Ken is a Lifestyles Unlimited member. He lives in the great state of California. And he became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited because a friend of his told him that he ought to take a look. And Ken did just that. And I'll tell you what, he caught the bug. He realized that by correctly investing into real estate assets, he could make a significant difference in his life. So he has been doing that, and he's been doing a great job of it. So Ken, tell me about that first property that you acquired after going through the Financial Freedom Education Program, which is the program all of us go through. What did you buy?
So the first one I bought was a duplex in Dallas-Fort Worth. It was built in like 1973 or 75, something like that. And, you know, buying it right was important, getting the right financing and then getting it rehab. That was a fun process, you know, get it fixed up so it's best product, you know, best price. And getting some tenants in that thing. And I leased it from remotely, so I didn't even have a property manager to lease it. And the thing's been cash flowing now for a year plus, and this is fantastic. You know, I really enjoy doing this, and it's a lot of fun to buy stuff and see it progress and get it leased out and get that check deposited electronically and in your account every month.
Now, there are people listening to us right now that are absolutely confused because I told them that you live in Southern California, and you just told them that the property, the first one you bought, was in Dallas. How did you pull all of that off? I mean, were you in Dallas like every day? How did you get this done?
The duplex. This one was not through a Lifestyles agent, but another property that I bought since was through a Lifestyles email blast. But this one was from an agent that I know in Dallas. And she helped me find it, and she went out and looked at the property for me. I think we did a video tour. She held up her phone, and, you know, we walked through. And I said, yeah, okay, it looks good. And signed the papers, you know, for the offer, and then had it inspected, so we already had an inspector set up, and then we had contractors come out and bid on the rehab, and you know, all the numbers looked good. I reran the numbers and said, yeah, it looks like I can make money on this, and this would be the expected you know, return on equity and stuff and cash on cash. So we pulled the trigger and closed, and then I actually just went online and found ways to lease property and advertise them, you know, online, and screened people and got tenants. I had not met any of the tenants, and I did it all remotely. So, you know, you don't have to be there. I actually did fly on this one to see the property right before I closed, but two other properties I have not. I didn't even go visit the property. So you can do it. You can do it remotely. If you have an agent, you know, it's helpful. And it's a lot of fun, and you don't have to travel. So you can do it still during shutdown like we're in now.
Yeah, the COVID-19 shutdown. And I think you mentioned to me that California is going back into a lockdown?
Today, yeah, they put it back in the lowest level. So gyms and I think restaurants and everything are now closed again. So, it's still 2020. I can't wait for next year.
Yeah, no kidding. I know it's been an absolutely nuts year. But I think it's very important for us to point out that you were able to acquire real estate. You were able to build your team and put people on that team that you had trust and respect for. And those people that you put on that team worked extremely well for you.
Absolutely. In fact, So I have a, I guess another story as well. So I have a house in San Antonio that, that I acquired. It was actually, you know, Lifestyles has realtors that, that will send out email blasts of properties that are available with some analysis, right? And so I looked at that analysis, said, sounds good. I looked at the property pictures and went ahead and made the offer, got it accepted, and bought it. So it's under rehab. I did not see the house at all. I didn't visit the property. It was in, you know, it was in really bad shape. I got it for $80,000. And the it just refinanced for appraised for $185,000, and I have $55,000 in it, so 80 plus 55, 135, and it appraised for $185,000, and it should rent for like $1,425. So it turned out to be a really great deal. It's fun, beautiful house now, and you know, it's proof again that you don't have to be there. This time I'm hiring a property manager to help me rent it just to make it a little bit easier because there's enough cash in the deal to do that. But yeah, a lot of people say you know, you have to be there. Yeah. In fact, this agent that I talked to about buying my commercial property says, oh no, I want to buy local. You know, I need to be there and all that. I said, okay, well, I've got some property in Texas if you're interested. So, oh no, don't want to do that. So there's no reason not to buy from wherever you are. I think the Lifestyles motto is invest where it makes sense or where the deals are good and live where you want. And that's working well for me. I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, I would think so. It sounds like you captured about $50,000 worth of equity on that property in San Antonio.
Yeah, it's turning out to be, you know, frankly, it's a better deal than I thought. So I'm quite happy with it. Looking for another one here as well, probably a smaller multifamily in San Antonio, like a five unit or something like that that needs you know, complete rehab, which I think would be a fun project to do, and I'm gonna do it remotely.
Well,
not to keep just roll that money into another deal.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I mean, you've pretty much broken the mold, so to speak. So you know how to do it. You know how to do it effectively. Tell me, how important was mentoring to you during this entire process?
Big, you know, really, really big. Because you know, not the deals don't go. You know, everything doesn't go just perfectly, right? So there's always something either when you're buying it with the seller or once you have tenants, et cetera. So there are challenges you just work through. And so being able to pick up the phone and talk to people first about the deal, you know, just walking through, does this, you know, look as good as I think it looks? And then, you know, getting input on rehab and then leasing, et cetera. So that, having a team of people that have done this before, either that are, you know, a part of the Lifestyles mentoring team, the single family mentors, I've reached out to them, Joe Flores for one and a few others. So that's been really helpful as well on the side of just from an operational perspective. You know, if you have an issue with a tenant or something like that, you want to be able to call someone that has experience So the Lifestyles operations team, Terry and Teresa, have, you know, just a phone call away. Call them and, hey, you know, kind of this is going on at this property. What do you think? What's your suggestion? And they're like, oh, yeah, no problem. Here's our recommendation. And then there you go. And the problem's solved. So nothing's insurmountable. And, you know, as I think Dell says, real estate's easy. People are challenging. So having these mentors help you with the people side is you know, super important.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% there. Let me kind of ask kind of a cerebral question. I'm not sure I can even get my brain around this, but let's see where it goes. With the investments you've made since becoming a member, are you seeing significant differences between how you invest now and how you used to invest in real estate?
100%. I mean, I'm buying them better. So, you know, the goal is to make your money going in, right? So the properties that I've bought since becoming a lifestyle member have been bought better, and I've used, you know, better financing, you know, in terms of using hard money to acquire.
Hold that thought, Ken. We're going to break.
Talk 13.7, the right choice.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, this is Al Gordon sitting in for Del Wamsley, and I'm having a good time with Ken because, you know, it's what you don't get to hear when you're listening to the commercial breaks is the opportunity that I have with the guests to just talk about anything that we want. And we were just kind of talking about the fact that the gentleman that taught both of us what we call the two-day financial freedom seminar, his name is David Fisher. First of all, the guy is just he's a riot. He's really a riot. And he's got just like a crazy, wicked sense of humor. But the neat thing about David Fisher is that this guy knows exactly what he's doing. He had basically, Del Wamsley was his personal mentor. He also took the two-day financial freedom seminar from Del Wamsley, and he studied the content so much so that David has done an outstanding job of building up his real estate investment portfolio. And to kind of get to the point that Ken and I were joking about at the break, we have both been to one of David Fisher's properties, and it's actually a property that he's using to provide the two-day financial freedom seminar from, because he owns the property, he's kind of rehabbing it, and he's kept one of the units vacant specifically so that he can use it as a studio. So Ken and I have both been to that property, and we both had a similar experience. You know, we were kind of joking because neither one of us thought we had gotten to the right location. And Ken, what were you telling me about? You texted him and said, "Hey, is this the property?" And you were showing this beautiful multifamily property across the street. And what did David say?
So I looked on Google for the address, and I saw the picture came up for his property. I'm like, well, that doesn't look like a multifamily property. So I turned the Google picture around to the property across the street, the multifamily, and I sent it to him, and he goes, no, it's the piece of crap across the street.
You know, and ironically, that's kind of how that property looked when David picked it up, because, you know, one of the things that we learn as Lifestyles members is you have to see past what you're looking at. You have to look at the potential that the property can provide. And you also have to have a realization in your brain that you know how to turn that property around and create a beautiful place for somebody to live. Now, Ken, I think that's the model you've been following, is it not?
That's the model I'm following, and, you know, I'm trying to get even more on the path of Dave, where Dave's buying, you know, these multifamilies that, as he calls them, he likes to find property that, you know, their teeth are a little bit a little bit crooked. They have missing teeth. Their nose is really crooked, and you know, the property really needs some help. And so that's my goal in 2021, is to find some of those as well, and do a little bit more on Dave's side, which is to find these really ugly properties that are just totally distressed and bring them back to life and have a vision for them, right? He's got a great vision on these things. But he turned that property, when I drove up, I was like, wow, this looks really good. You know, what an awesome job you did, right?
Yeah, because you and I have both seen the interiors, and I'll tell you what, the interiors don't look anything like what the exterior looked like.
Oh, yeah, the interiors are, you know, he's got a model for what the interiors look like on his properties, and And it's great. In fact, I'm kind of replicating the same thing, stonemason gray interiors. He does red doors. I actually did a bright blue door on my last property. It'd be a little bit different, but yeah, you kind of create a template, right? And then you just go out and replicate it. And no need to change a whole lot. Don't get super creative and just follow the model. You know, lifestyles. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You don't have to think a whole lot about doing stuff different. Just follow the map that's in front of you, and it'll work. I mean, you know, as you go to these group meetings and stuff like that, that's the biggest takeaway for me, maybe, is that getting on either webinars now or when we could meet live is just to meet the other people in the group and, you know, hear their experiences. Some people are starting out. Some have been doing this for, you know, 8-10 years and, you know, are just crushing it. And you're like, okay. I'll just keep following the plan and have fun doing it, right?
Absolutely. What is it like? I mean, what's your personal experience talking with somebody who's done this already and being able to tap into their thought process?
You know, so people that have done a lot of single families, I've talked to people that do multi-families for their own, you know, acquisitions and rehab. And I've talked to people that are, you know, buying them as syndicators as well. And just being able to talk to a couple people and get all their different stories and, you know, what did they not do right? What did they do right? Did they follow the plan? I mean, there's just so many different paths that, you know, at some point you have to pick what is your own path. But just being able to call these people or email them and ask questions is that, for me, that was worth the admission entry fee right there. Just to have that one. It's just a wonderful group of people, quite frankly. I couldn't be happier from that perspective.
Yeah. It's pretty cool that you can have a one-on-one conversation with another member and they're willing to share everything.
Yeah. When you're just saying, hey, you know, is this a good area? What do you think of the area? Does this deal look like it makes sense? To, hey, I'm looking for a new lender. Who are you using? And is that property you have cash flowing? What's the cash flow on that? And et cetera. And everyone shares because, you know, we have this abundance mentality, which is key. No one's keeping things secret. People's like, hey, my net worth's X. You know, theirs might be higher than yours. It could be lower than yours. And it's just helps set the stage for where they are and where you are, and then that helps the conversation. You wouldn't get that outside of the group. I mean, historically, I have not had that. So,
Ken, we're at the end of the show, and I want to thank you for coming on. And if you want to change your life out there, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com.
Radio show teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.